you all able to hear me without the microphone, or should I go get it? Okay. All right. In the name of Jesus, amen. God often presents himself in the scriptures as the helper of the helpless, the one who rescues people in a situation where they're not able to rescue themselves. And the example of Ruth's story, and obviously Naomi and Orpah, is one of those stories. Naomi had gone to the land of Moab with her husband Elimelech. And while they were there, she lost not only her husband, but also her sons. And not only was Naomi and her sons' wives left without a husband, but there they were in a foreign land. So the story of Ruth is a story of God providing for people who are left without any hope, or like we heard in the second reading, without God in the world. So what we see specifically with Ruth, who appears in the genealogy in Matthew, is a God who provides for those who believe in him. And for Ruth, she found what she had lost, in a sense. Sin and its consequences had taken her father-in-law and also her husband and her brother-in-law away from her. But she found in Naomi and her, what was left of her family, a kind of surrogate family. But what spoke to Naomi even more, and that's the point of the book of Ruth, is the God that Naomi had. Naomi had had to leave her God because leave the land of Israel because of famine. But now she was on her way back. And Ruth confessed her faith in Naomi's God. And God describes himself in a way that really speaks to people who are left in destitute situations. In Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6, the Lord describes himself this way: Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. This describes God's very nature, that he is like a father to his creatures. Because you remember that he's the one who created us in the very beginning. He's the one who is our source of life. And not only just the source of life and kicks us out the door, but provides for us in all of our needs through life. He even does this for those who don't acknowledge him. But still, his nature is to be a father. He sets the standard for all human fathers. But in that, he is the provider. But another thing about how God provides is the way that he first created us. He creates out of nothing. He raised Adam from the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life so that he became a living being. So the way that God provides as a father for us as his creatures is with that same creating out of nothing with a word. How he is able, no matter how bad or destitute or broken things get, that God is able to provide. And that's what we see in the story of Ruth and Naomi. That God raised Naomi and her family up from the dust of death, because they were left widows, widows in a foreign land, and widows without anything to provide for themselves with. So in this God of Israel, the God of Naomi, Ruth found a new family. She found a true heavenly father. And he's the one who, above all, provided her with that foundation, that bedrock on which her life was built. So she could even go to a land that she had never been to before and be at home with God as her father. And with this God of Israel, his faithfulness doesn't change. I mentioned that he creates out of nothing, but also, no matter what the circumstance is, God is faithful to who he is in himself and who he's declared himself to be as our Father, so that we can count on that faithfulness, even if life leads us to a place that we don't know anything about and we've never been before. We go there knowing that God is faithful and will provide not only for the needs of our life right now, but for our eternal needs. And that's where the story of Ruth isn't just about the family of Elimelech being rent apart by sin and death. It becomes a story of all of humanity being restored. In Ruth chapter 4, there's the descendants of Ruth. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi," and they called him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. That descendant of Obed, Jesse, and David, the true son of David, Jesus Christ, became the kinsman redeemer for all of us, for the whole human race, and for everyone who is left destitute, poor in spirit, without God in the world. He is the one who brings you adoption into a heavenly family. He's the one who takes you where you are, broken in earthly families, in earthly possessions, in earthly mind and body, and restores you and gives you a kingdom. He gives you a name in baptism, and he gives you an eternal home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.